It's 20 minutes before 9. This is Byron McGregor and Randall Carlisle, CKLW 2020 News. Savage baby hungry flames have ripped through a home on Detroit's east side. The flames were extinguished by smoke eaters, but not before they brutally ate alive 3-month-old Billy Jacobs. Neighbors claim the stench of putrid burning flesh was so rancidly pungent they had to leave the area. When firemen cleaned out the rubble, they found what looked like to be a burned lamb chop. It later turned out to be all that was left of the 3-month-old child. A Detroit police officer has been the last customer through the swinging doors of the Wayne County Morgue.
Bullets burst from the barrel of a Magnum revolver and ended up in the body of an off-duty police officer early today. The victim was riddled with hot lead when he tried to stop a robbery. The holdup man found out what police bullets can do. Authorities used an elephant gun on him when he tried to flee. Wayne County medical examiner are still scooping up the remains. They're using plastic sheets to get every last drop. In the Motor City, this is Cecil Savoni, Delamonte, 2020 News.
The badly beaten, bruised, and battered body of a pretty little blue-eyed blonde has been found stuffed into a green garbage bag on Detroit's east side. The 3-year-old toddler had been so badly bashed about, the doctors had to use tweezers to recreate her facial structure. The mother is being held in connection with that sadistic attack.
Thousands of Detroit residents gathered below the phenomenon Scott building today, all eyes turned toward the sky. It wasn't a bird, it wasn't a plane, it wasn't even Superman. It was 38-year-old L.J. Lancer falling 13 floors. A flagpole stopped the fall, Lancer impaled from the anus to the top of his head. The blood dripped an additional 5 floors, forming a warm puddle on the sidewalk.
Over in England, a wild knife-wielding madman has gone berserk in the children's ward of the Blackpool Hospital. So far, he's plunged that dagger into the chest of 3 little children, killing them instantly. 2 nurses have also felt that sharp edge of his blade slice through their flesh. Police are reportedly moving in on the middle case, but so far he's given them the slip.
A pedestrian was strained through the grill of 21-year-old Susan Tucker's 1956 Packard while he was on an errand for his mother. A crowd gathered, and rather than assist 18-year-old William Smith, they ogled at Miss Tucker's bikini-clad voluptuous body. Police arrived, assisted Miss Tucker to the back of their car, and reappeared 15 minutes later to untangle Smith from the ravenous radiator of the man-eating car. They found his limp liver on the loose lever of the car's carburetor. Police are investigating Miss Tucker, but have failed to delve into the demise of young Smith.
CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News. Looking so
good. You know it's there, but you just can't see it.
CKLW weather just ahead of much more music and Steve Hunter. Partly cloudy, warm and humid today, high 95. Cloudy and warm tonight with a chance of showers. Low 86, sunny and mild tomorrow with a high of 98. Currently 93 degrees. Sonya 91, Cleveland 89, Toledo 90. Merck Index 25, medium air pollution. This is Byron McGregor and Randall Carlisle, 2020 News.
CKLW.